And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Paragon TV had a pair of games on the high school football gridiron at the end of last week. Merritt Oilers opened Class A District 1 play with a 28-6 loss to Moreland. Oilers now a game off the pace, being set by Fairview, Texoma, Thomas, and Moreland in the district. They'll make the long trip to the Panhandle Friday night to play Texoma. Hollis still rolling through their non-district games ahead of the start of district play coming next Friday. They welcomed Surreal to Hollis last Friday night. Hard-fought battle that went the way of the Pirates 28-20. Tigers fall to 1-3 with a home game with Snyder coming this Friday. Even though the Big Elks were off, District 4A1 play opened last week. Clinton demolished John Marshall 58-18. Weatherford handled Chickasha 35-15. Cash whipped Woodward 56-0. This week, the Elks opened district play with a trip down I-40 to face Clinton. It was a successful week for Class A and Class B fast pitch softball and fall baseball teams in the various district tournaments around the area. Class A fast pitch district action, we saw Arapahoe Butler, Sealing, Shattuck, Cheyenne, Hydro Weekly, Hollis, and Sentinel all advance to the regional tournament. Those brackets released today. Arapahoe Butler's hosting a four-team regional. They'll play Laverne first, with Waucomas and Sealing the other two in the regional. Hollis and Sentinel headed to Sterling. Sentinel gets the host Sterling, while Hollis faces Bingeroni. Surreal hosts a four-team regional. They'll start with Apache, Cheyenne Raiden, and Hydro Eakley the other matchup. Navajo and Shattuck play each other down in Carnegie. In Class B fast pitch districts, Mountain View Godibo, Leedy, Hammond, Arnett, Laquipa Sickles all advanced. Mountain View Godibo hosts a regional. They'll play Mod first with Hammond and Fort Cobb Rocks and the other two. Leedy's a host. They get Beaver first. Chatty and Grandfield are the other matchup. Merritt and Mangum both won Class 2A regionals. Due to weather over on the east side of the state, super regional assignments haven't been released just yet. Elk City is hosting a 4A regional starting Thursday. Elkettes draw Paul's Valley first. McGinnis and Bridge Creek are the other two. Weatherford's a host. The Lady Eagles face Medill first, with Marlow and McLeod being the other two teams. Woodward to go to Cash for regionals. They'll get Ada first round. Clinton's at Newcastle. They'll play Sulphur in the first game. Class A fall baseball held their district rounds. In Class A, both Hydro Weekly and Canute advanced to the regionals. Bobcats head to Oktahaw to face Oktahaw, with Gokarchi and Tushka the other two there. Canute's at Worcester to play Worcester, Ampo, and Preston, the other squads in that one. Then finally, Class B fall baseball saw Granite, Hammond, and Leedy all advance. Granite's at Fort Cobb Broxton to face Mulhall Orlando, Fort Cobb and Smithville the other two. Hammond goes to Calumet to face Asher. Calumet and Big Pasture are there as well. Leedy plays Stewart at Stewart. Roth and Caney will be the other two. Both in-state schools hit the road for Big 12 gridiron tests last Saturday. Oklahoma stayed unbeaten with a 20-6 win in Cincinnati in the Bearcats' first Big 12 game. Dylan Gabriel completed 28-36 for 322 and a touchdown. He also scored a rushing TD as well. OU's defense only given up 34 points in the first four games this season. That's the least amount in forever. OU returns home to face Iowa State on Saturday night before the yearly date with Texas in the Cotton Bowl the following week. Speaking of the Cyclones, Oklahoma State made the trip north to Ames to face Iowa State. Polk's sputtering offense showed some life, but ultimately fell 34-27. Alan Bowman, 23 of 48 for 278. He had two touchdowns, but did throw two picks. ISU freshman quarterback Rocco Beck shredded the Polk's D to the tune of 348 yards and three touchdowns. Oklahoma State gets the week off before K-State comes to town a week from Friday. Also, it was a huge weekend around the country in college football. Six different matchups featuring top 25 teams. In those games, we saw Oregon dismantle Colorado 42-6. Utah doubled up UCLA 14-7. Bama pulled away from Ole Miss in the second half to win 24-10. Washington State outscored Oregon State 38-35. Penn State suffocated Iowa 31-0. Game of the day, so Ohio State score on the next-to-last play of the game to beat Notre Dame 17-14. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.